The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Was that me or you? Me? Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. What was I? What did I eat? A frog? I'm not even sure. Hey, today's the 13th. It's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Okay, what's the weather look like?
Alrighty, so yeah, today through Saturday, we're going to be in the mid to high 90s. It looks like we'll be at 92 on Saturday. The lows are hovering between like 60 and 56. We're going to see 88 on Sunday and 82 on Monday, okay, with a low of 56 Sunday night.
Okay, so yeah, it looks like it's going to be good weather this week.
Yeah.
Good, good. Okay, hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The Kenny family have been doing this for a couple of decades. They value their customers. They have great customer service. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they've got other deals for also. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Hey, we have got a chock-full show today. We're going to start off with Sandra Jennings. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. It's nice to speak to you this morning. I know this month has been difficult because there have been
You need to get closer to your phone, Sandra.
Okay, here I am.
Here you are. Okay.
Good morning. I'm happy to be able to talk to you all this morning. It's been an action-packed month of October. A lot of this has been due to major oppositions. Planets on one side of the Earth, opposing them on the other side of the Earth, pulling in two directions, causing stress and conflict, annoyances, things that are unresolved. They just keep pulling on us. One side of the Earth is the Sun and Venus and Mercury coming at the new moon, and the opposite side of the Earth is Jupiter, the giant planet of the solar system that magnifies everything, and Neptune, god of the sea. At some way or another, ever since the new moon, and getting worse at the full moon last weekend, these big giant planetary actors have been pulling on the Earth and causing problems that just haven't stopped. Usually there could be some kind of let up, but this opposition's been going on since September the 25th at the new moon. So the Sun is in Libra, the most powerful actor in our solar system, trying to make things be more peaceful, level-headed, air sign, use the intellect. But Jupiter is in fire sign Aries, and just thinking about being angry and wanting to be motivated to cause some kind of conflict. And as I said, largest planet always magnifies that. And then working with Neptune, being opposite most of the time, Mercury, the god of the sea. And we've seen horrible problems with storms at sea and flooding, water issues causing aggravation for massive amounts of people in different countries all over the earth. So it's been difficult until now. There is some help from planets that are involved in something called a trine. It's like a triangle around the earth. And one grouping is the Sun and Venus in Libra, you know, peacemaking, trying to make things be fair and balanced. And Saturn, which has been in an air sign, also Aquarius, for the good of all. And Mars. Mars has been in and is going to continue to be in Gemini, friendly, talkative, curious. And that was in they're about equal distance from each other in a triangle around the Earth, trying to quiet things down. And this is going to go on until the 18th. Now, there have been six planets retrograde, meaning appearing to go backwards in the sky. And that's been making it tough for us down on Earth to get a toehold and be able to go forward with our productive plans. And in October, three of those planets go direct. So that gives us some help. And I spoke about Mars being involved in this grand trine, and that's going to continue. Mars is going to be in Gemini, which helps us to make introductions and appointments and get positive feedback from people. It's an air sign.
Sandra.
Gemini. Yeah.
Sandra, there's so much going on.
I'm breathing. I'm breathing. I can speak now. I can answer questions.
Okay. Hey, okay. And the main reason you called, though, was because there's a psychic fair going on.
There's a psychic fair going on this weekend on Saturday, and I'm going to be answering questions and reading charts, and I'll also tell people about the upcoming eclipse season. That's going to start with a new moon solar eclipse on the 25th and then a lunar eclipse on the 8th of November. Those always bring sudden, unexpected changes.
Hey, okay, Sandra. Sandra's just loves this, and she's an expert on this, and Linda is right there next to her, along with several of her friends. But what would people see at the psychic fair? We know you'll be there doing all your great stuff, but what else is going on there?
It's going to be at the casino from 10 till 4. There'll be other psychic readers and card readers and massage therapists and Reiki practitioners, and there will be essential oil, different healers. There'll be crystals. There'll be jewelry. I believe there's going to be some artwork. And of course, I'll be there ready to help people with any of their astrology questions. If they sense something coming up they don't understand how to deal with it, a problem that is mystifying them, astrology can be a big help. And people can also call me and talk to me directly by going on to Facebook, Sandra Jennings Astrology, where I put out bi-monthly newsletters at the new moon and the full moon. You can find my email address and my telephone number there, so you can contact me or join in at the astrology group on Zoom called Chiron Society, which I do twice a month and give personal readings.
Okay,
so I'm about giving astrological service, however it's possible.
Okay, so this Saturday from 10 to 4 at the Wind River Casino in the Event Center there, it's going to be the psychic fair. It's going to be a number of card readers, astrologers, mainly astrologers. Sandra, a number of others. We went there one time, and there's all types of things. You can buy prisms and all types of stuff
crystals,
that are there. Crystals.
Essential oil items.
They got it all.
Meditational aids and healing, as well
holistic
as
stuff.
Spiritual holistic stuff. So it's a lot of fun, and if you are interested in divination or natural connection to the elements, there are people there who can help you to do it in a better way that's very satisfying spiritually.
Okay. Sandra, thank you so much for calling and,
you're so welcome,
and sharing this with us.
I'm thrilled to give an astrology blast. It's my joy and privilege.
I know you do. Okay, thanks, hon.
Oh, bye-bye.
Hey, this portion of the show... brought to you by Sleep Number. Let me tell you, the other day, I told the story how I got into the physical fight with the pop-up tent. And we were laying... I mean, literally, knocked my feet out from underneath me, and then I'm putting it up. Well, I pulled something in my back. And Trudy Pratt, who's my chiropractor, and banged on me for like 30 minutes yesterday with different things, and it was feeling really good. So, but then I went home, and when I got to bed last night, I changed my Sleep Number setting, moved it up, and I slept all through the night, no pain, got up this morning with minor pain. Sleep Number, it allows you to adjust the firmness on your side of the bed. My Sleep Number setting last night was 75. Linda's last Sleep Number setting last night was 30. These are great beds, and Sleep Number's constantly going the scientific route, going different routes to find ways to help people sleep better. And now they have the new 360 smart bed technology that's the new Climate 360 smart bed. Why choose Sleep Number? Because quality sleep means the next day is going to be better. And the new Sleep Number special introductory offer on a new Climate 360 smart bed is here. Just for the temperature and the seasons out there for you. That's only at Sleep Number. Go on down to the store in the Target Shopping Center. Talk to any of the professionals down there. Lay on the beds. See where the hot spots are when you lay and how, when you can adjust the bed, those hot spots go away. Only at Sleep Number. For more information, just go down to the store in the Target Shopping Center or go to sleepnumber.com. All right, we'll be right back with College Quest 2022.
Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip.
Dust off your Lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Redding loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Redding, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. This is a community bank started 15 years ago in Red Bluff and has migrated to here. They are locally owned, local board of directors. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank and are extremely happy with them. They care about their customers. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com. Since the day they've opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. Hey, I'm here with Brad Williams, and I get to see Brad once a year sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
I'd like to see you every year because he's the Brad Williams is the director of financial aid services for College Options. And we're getting ready to have, we as a community are getting ready to have a annual College Information Fair College Quest, and it's going to be Monday, October 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at Simpson University at the gym there. So, lay it out for them.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me, first of all. Just a little tweak on the time there. It starts at 5, so 5 to 7:30. On Monday night, at Simpson University in the James
didn't
M.
Didn't I say that?
You said 5:30, but actually it starts at 5. Starts at 5 p.m.
Oh, did I say 5:30?
5:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's
nope. Get there early.
Yeah, get there early. We're gonna, actually Neon Palm is gonna have their, food truck there, so some real nice treats. I think it's gonna be a little warm again on, Monday. So come on out and get something off their truck before you come in. To see, we've got about 50 booths filled with representatives from up and down the West Coast, across the country. Actually, the furthest one is from North Carolina. We've got a representative from Duke University, if you can believe that.
Well, I tell you what, Duke University is where my father had his triple bypass because they were kind of like the founders or the ones where the triple bypasses kind of really took off.
Interesting.
And this was in 1983. So, Duke University is like, gosh, it's equivalent to the Ivy League
school. They would refer to themselves as an Ivy. They're not, but
they're in the South.
They're up there with Stanford and the Ivies and schools
it's
like that.
It's like Vanderbilt and these others, but it's just an outstanding university.
Yeah. We happen to have a local, alum, in the area that I bumped into a month or so ago, and he actually was willing to represent Duke at the event. So have a booth. They're sending him all the Duke swag. So, they're, you know, up and down the West Coast.
I want a Blue Devil hat.
That's right. That's right. We got four UC schools, UC Berkeley, UC Davis, UC Irvine, UC San Diego. So, come out and see them. We've got, several Cal States, Chico State, of course, Cal Poly Humboldt. You know, the third polytechnic school in the state now is, just across the way on the coast from us. They're excited. We're excited for them, at Cal Poly Humboldt. And then, CSU Sacramento will also be here. And then, five different community colleges, most of the local ones that you would know. We got some private schools. We got some tech schools. We got the, trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange. We'll be here. Institute of Technology. We'll be there. Of course, Simpson University, Shasta Bible College will be there. Simpson will have several booths. They'll have an adult education booth there, as well, in addition to their traditional undergraduate booth, but, and schools from up and down the West Coast as well. So
now, so of course, obviously, all the high schools know about this. But,
they do.
But we're going to get this word out to other people.
Yeah.
You know, like my producer Liam graduated, and he's into the music now. But this may be something that, you know, that maybe he and his friends might be interested just to go, just to see what's out there at this point as they move forward in there. So it's not just for high school seniors.
Oh, no. No, for anyone. And it is very efficient use of your time, right? Where, how you are going to see all these schools just cross the street. You know, come on over to Simpson University. I don't know that we said it's a free event, a free event. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay. Just show up. We'll give you some swag on your way in. We'll give you a map that shows you where all the schools are. You walk around from booth to booth. You can pick up as
you
much swag as you
bring your swag bag with as, you as to you give
I,
me?
I didn't bring it today, Carl, but I'm not far from you. I can bring you.
You can just drop one.
I can bring you 200 of them if you'd like. That's what I could do. And I'm actually, I'm also doing myself, I'm doing a financial aid presentation, a workshop at 5:30.
Thank you.
There in the student union. This is the one that I do out among all the high schools in our five counties. It's financial aid season. So, if you've been to one of my presentations this year at a high school, you've already seen my content, but if you haven't, come on out. We'll talk financial aid. My goal is to take the mystery out of the process because it can be complicated and confusing, but there's a lot of money out there. Particularly for families in the North State to get.
Well, yeah, and once you get into this, I'm sure it's Byzantine, the financial aid thing is.
It is. It's getting better, but yes.
Now,
yes.
Jake Mangus was on the show yesterday. He went back to the big Chamber of Commerce convention in the sky.
D.C.,
In D.C.
Yeah, he's the man.
And the whole lecture, not the lecture, but one of the speakers is – training a workforce.
Right.
And
right.
What are they looking for? And how, you know, it doesn't have to be a four-year degree. It can be a two-year degree. How do we train a workforce? Once you get the workforce trained, you know, that's what the business is looking for. Where am I going to get my 1,500, 250 employees from? This is a great way for people. If they're, you know, for four-year college isn't for me, but this may be, or kids that are looking more into the STEM side of it. I mean, this is going to cover everything.
Yeah, it does. And don't get confused by our name, College Options. We are for all options, post-high school, whatever that may be, certificate programs, two-year programs, tech schools, trade schools, just a few community college courses, whatever it may be. I did mention the community college colleges that will be there. Butte will be there, Feather River, Lassen. Shasta College will have a couple booths, and then College of the Siskiyous will be there as well. So,
by the way, come on out, take
a look.
If you're interested in firearms, College of the Siskiyous has got a 2-year program to learn to be a gunsmith.
Oh yeah, nice.
And because Northern California is a gun culture up here, and I mean that in the highest sense that people aren't afraid of them. They hunt, they fish, they hunt, fish, shoot, whatever. But so I was interested to see that they actually have a 2-year degree at College of the Siskiyous. Now, of course, I can't speak for all of these universities, of course, but you're going to be there to show them how going to, let's just say, UC San Diego, how you can get through it without it costing you a lot of money.
Yeah, I talked to them about how, one of my goals is to help families understand how they can maximize their potential as a family for financial aid. There's four types of financial aid. Two of those parts are free money financial aid. That's the part we love. Give me more of that. I'll take some more of that.
Well, that's government grants, right?
That's government grants, or it could be the student. It could be from the school itself. There's three primary sources of financial aid: the federal government, the state government, and the school itself.
Okay.
And the schools, some of them have lots of money to give out.
I tell you what, because they've got endowment programs in this.
They do.
I tell you what, to me, you have to prioritize things. And I look at a state that's got $92 billion of surplus. But then I look at the way that they spend the money. I mean, it's, you know, it's in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, ripping this train to nowhere. Just think if you took that $1 billion of, or even $500 million of that and you moved it into the educational process, higher education or post high school, and think of what it could do to the workforce.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say, whatever you think of government financial aid, it's out there. Somebody's going to get it. If you qualify, you might as well get it. And in California, arguably the most generous with regard to financial aid. For example, if you qualify for the Cal Grant, and you've seen San Diego example, you get 4 years free tuition at the University of San Diego, for example, which is worth about $14,000 a year. So it's no small change.
There's lots of scholarships out there, Brad.
There are.
From what I understand, that every year go unused.
There are.
Millions of dollars out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So those people don't apply for them?
Takes work, yes. They don't apply for them. They're either not aware of them or they don't apply for them. It takes work. I mean, it's, people that really cash in on scholarships essentially have made it a part-time job at least. In some cases, a full-time job to apply for scholarships. Let me mention scholarships. You brought that up, Carl.
Yeah.
So some local organizations that are going to be there talking about their scholarships that they offer. Reading Electric Utility will be there with a booth. Check them out. The George Grotefend Scholarship, they're going to be there. Check them out. Community Foundation of the North State, they host a lot of scholarship opportunities. They're going to have a booth, so check them out. That's the last section of the document I gave you there, Carl, is to see those on the local
community.
Yeah, local
community. I got it. Okay.
They're part of that. They're a subset of that. Yeah.
American Red Cross.
American Red Cross is going to be there. Public Library is going to be there. We're going to also
have scholarships out there?
These do not. Aren't all scholarships. Right. I named the scholarship ones were REU, GrowDefend, Community Foundation of the North State.
Okay.
Yeah, those primarily. Right. Sierra Pacific, maybe. They're going to have a booth as well. They're probably going to talk about what kind of opportunities might be available for them as a career. We're also going to have a booth that's Ask a Counselor. It's going to be high school, staffed by high school counselors to, anybody has questions about anything about going through high school or how do I get into the next level of education that I would like. They're going to be there manning the booth. They're all going to have opportunity to be able to talk to them. So go see them as well.
Well, okay, and they're going to have the military representatives here.
Right.
Of California National Guard, all the services, including the Space Force.
That's right.
United Army, Marine Corps, the Navy ROTC. The ROTC program is a great way to get your college paid for, get your books paid for, and you come out, you're 4 years in the Army or the Navy or the Marines.
Yeah, fantastic.
Or the Air Force. They have Air Force ROTC.
Yeah, too. Fantastic. Yeah, and for sure at our event, Navy ROT will be represented. Yeah. And Air Force ROTC will be represented. The other ones may not, but they still have the ROTC programs.
Well,
of course.
The Marine Corps uses the Navy. So.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But this is a way that you can serve your country. You can get your college degree paid for. You then go on active duty. When you graduate, you get commissioned as a second lieutenant or an ensign. Serve your 4 years. It may not even be 4 years now, but 4 years. And then you are free at that point to either stay in the service or move on to your career.
Right.
And if you've got something in IT and you think, well, I don't know, would that fit in the service? You may be surprised. The services have so much opened up what they offer everybody and the technology that a 4 year degree, then you come out with 4 years under your belt of anything.
Yeah.
Of engineering or anything.
Right. Technical training, but also leadership training. I mean, these folks are trained to be top notch leaders in our community.
You get a 25-year-old who's been leading men and women, been put in leadership positions, been given missions to accomplish and all this.
Yeah, they're valuable to an employer.
And
very valuable.
I have to throw that in about the military. But this, my friends, is a great event. In fact, Linda and I have a date night every week. I may make that date night.
All right.
Where we come over.
You're a special guy.
To Simpson University and be there at 5. It goes to 7:30. That doesn't seem like enough time.
Well.
I look at all the stuff here. I'm going, this ought to be like from noon to 5 or something like that. But, you know, parents go with their students or go with their kids and for this,
Yeah, all these schools, I can't stress enough, all these schools are coming to our town, and all we got to do is show up in the gym at Simpson University to check them out, listen to them, talk to them, peruse. It's amazing. It's fun, and it's fun. It's great fun. I have a great time.
Now, let's throw in there that we did talk a little bit about it, but you have sponsors here.
We do. Let me name a few of them if I could.
Please do that.
So Butler Engineering, thank you so much. College Options, Columbia Bank, Dignity Health, Golden Valley Bank, Reach Higher Shasta, Reading Electric Utility, Shasta Union High School District, Sierra Pacific Industries, and the McConnell Foundation. Thank you so much. Contributions from these organizations allow us to put on this event. No charge, free to everyone. Bring your family, bring your friends, hang out, have fun, grab some swag. It's a fun event. Eat at Neon Palm.
There you go. We're talking again about this is annual, the College Quest program. Even though it's not just, it's college, but it's higher education, whether it's a technical degree or your regular 4-year degree.
Anything post high school.
Right. 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Simpson University in the gym there. You're not going to get this many. You're never going to be able to see this many in any spot. You know, you can write to all these colleges, you get all this information, but now you can talk to a representative. And why should I go to Cal Poly Humboldt? You know, I don't want a marijuana degree, but they offer a lot. I don't think you can. You get one?
You can. Cannabis.
Cannabis.
Let's
not even go.
Cannabis industry. Yeah.
Cannabis industry.
Yeah.
Which is.
It's an industry.
It's a huge industry. Well, thanks a lot, Brad.
Well, Carl, thank you for having me on. So good to see you again. Thank you for promoting this for us. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
I've been talking to Brad Williams, Director of Financial Aid Services, and you can get a hold of him at.
My best way to get me is email bwilliams@collegeoptions.org, or my phone number is 530-768-5103. Reach out. Happy to help you.
You got any questions on this? Is this on a do you have a web page?
It's on our web page, collegeoptions.org. Fantastic information on there. Take a look at it.
Great.
Yep.
Brad, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Thanks, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash has been in this area for about 100 years, at least their ownership of this area right there on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. We use this. We use Quick and Clean Car Wash. We're very, very happy. A car comes out sparkling, happy people at the end, wiping it down, wiping your car down with a clean towel. It's cost conscious there, and if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10 car wash coupons, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here once again. I'm running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. I'm not a career politician, nor do I plan on ever becoming one. I am a common-sense Shasta County native who has over 40 years of customer service experience and a background in business management. I know how to get things done and treat people fairly. I will admit I lack political experience, but I consider that a good thing in this day and age of career politicians. The current man in the White House has decades of political experience, as do many of our so-called leaders in this state. Personally, I prefer common sense over political experience, and that's what I bring to the table. We have enough career politicians in this world, and I think serving in county politics should be one's civic duty, not a career path or stepping stone to higher political office. I will push for term limits for the Board of Supervisors, and I'll refuse the retirement package on day one to prove my intentions. I believe we will get more done if a supervisor has only 1 or 2 terms in office instead of 20 years of empty promises. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for term limits. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You know, workers' comp is kind of like a real strange group of laws and things. Insurance companies have got, you know, office after office after office of lawyers. If you're having a problem because you had a work injury and you're getting denied or something else is going on, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, a call at 530-262-2168 for a free, yeah, that's right, a free consultation. Patrick is a former 101st Air Assault guy, former law enforcement officer. He worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years, and he didn't like it. And so he's come up here to Reading, and he's opened up his office here. He's a fighter, and he's going to fight for you. He's going to tell you if you need help. In some cases, you know, he'll tell you, nope, it's going just the way it's supposed to, but here's some things to be looking for. So, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168 today. He's a good guy. And now I am sitting across from Mike Huber, the owner of Estate Granite, a friend of mine, brought in his woolly dog.
Sop poodle.
Your what?
Sop poodle.
A what?
Sop.
Sop?
Sop.
Oh, shop.
He's at my shop.
But he's a doodle. Long.
Yeah, he's a doodle.
But he's woolly.
He's big.
You know, it's a good thing that Nathan's not here. Nathan raises sheep.
Oh.
Who knows? Anyway. And you're not here to talk about granite or the great job you do and totally making kitchens and bathrooms and everything look great. You're here to talk about something that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, we are having an event this weekend. This is our last and final event for Trinity Touring Autocross. And what it is, it's a local sports club, car club that we do all the local stuff down at the fairgrounds. So we do it in the parking lot. And what it does is it brings a lot of people out there to advance their driving skill on a safe course. Everything's done.
So what do you do? I mean, anybody can come to it?
Anyone can come. As long as you – obviously, you have to have a car. But if you think you're fast and you think, oh, that guy, well, don't leave it on the street. Bring it down here and prove to us how fast you could go. Because now, we have a time – it's all set up timing. You're not racing another car. You're racing the clock. So what it is, it's a time attack, they call it, or time trials. And this is autocross, but there's other facets of it. But with our
so you go around curves and you can't hit the cones and all this, and it's how fast you can get around. Can I bring my F-150?
Yeah, but it wouldn't do very well.
Well,
you'd look embarrassed.
I don't get embarrassed by driving an F-150.
You come down.
You know what?
I'll...
Let me tell you about that F-150. It starts every time I can go cross country. Let's talk about your cars.
Okay.
In the rental truck I saw you in the other day.
Hey, what happens in the rental truck stays in the rental truck. So, so we, and the reason we do this is, it really does advance. We have, whole families that come down that, you know, and father and sons and daughter, husbands and wives.
This is a fun day. Bring your car down. You run through the courses. It's safe. And you can, I mean, it enhances driving skills because you go around corners, or I say corners around curves.
Well, you're going around cones on a parking lot, so it's not like you are going really fast.
And how long is the course?
Well, we get creative with the course. So the thing about this weekend is this is our fundraiser. This is the last thing of the year. So we do – this is our kind of like our last race. So we do 5 laps combined. So you have to not just do one and get a lap. You go around it 5 times, get a combined score, and you only get to do it once.
Okay, now do you get points for doing it right?
Well, if you hit a cone, it's minus a second. So the whole goal is not to hit any cones.
Okay.
That takes off your time.
But I understand that. But say, you know, somebody brings their Fiat 500 down there, okay? Not a big engine.
But actually that car, it doesn't, horsepower is irrelative.
I've seen your videos, and I think the top speed's like 45 or 50. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have a Vette or a Maserati. You can take your car down there.
Yeah. But those cars, if you want to come down and observe what we do and see it, it's free. And the reason I'm here is we're having a fundraiser. We've been doing it all year, but it culminates on Saturday where we have a lot of raffle prizes. If you want good stuff, like we have Napa. We have a whole bunch of local companies that have donated stuff. That have really helped out in us to be able to. So at the end of the year, what we do is we combine, because we're a 501c nonprofit, we combine our money and we donate it to organizations. And this year we decided to go with Toys for Tots and Adopt-A-Family. And so just like last year, we gave it to the Veterans Organization.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're going to give it to Toys for Tots and Adopt-A-Family. So at the end of the year, once we accumulate all of our money, especially from the raffles, we can get up to a couple $1,000. So, we're just trying to help those organizations out while we have a good time. And we put on a good show. It's fun to come down and just watch because you're on one side of the fence and you don't have to actually, you know, you can just sit in your car and watch. So it's really fun just to come down.
Okay. Look, we got to take a quick break here. By the way, if you've noticed our breaks are just a little bit longer, it's because it's that time of the year again, my friends. It's politicals. Of course, we advertise everybody that comes to us. There's been one time that we have not taken advertisements because it was just so grievously wrong. But that was not this year. It was last year or year before last. But we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Rick Bassetti, former mayor of the city of Redding, and I'm encouraging the thousands of voters who elected me to elect Marcus Parton.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Redding City Council 2022.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendies, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Thursday, the 13th of October, 7:53 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. You know, REU, every time I turn around, REU's in something. They're helping to sponsor the College Quest thing on Monday. They have scholarships for people that want to get involved in that industry, to go to school. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, and I used to laugh about this, you know, but it's getting serious. You know, and if you're looking for an electric car, Radiant Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I used a hybrid in Italy, and it's called a light hybrid. Do you know what a light hybrid is? I didn't realize they had those. And what it does is when you take your foot off the gas, it charges. Or you hit the brakes, it charges.
Regens.
Yeah. It gets 58, 59 miles to the gallon. And it was a little Fiat 500 6-speed.
Which those streets over there need that because they're super small.
Yeah. I mean, because of the cost.
Pick up over
I used to, well, you know how it used to be is in Europe. I mean, a liter of gas over there was like, $4. Well, when we were there, it was like $1.80 a liter, 3.8 liters to a gallon. Yeah. But we have, in the United States, caught up. Mm-hmm. We're real close to catching up.
Officially.
Yep. So, well, anyway, let's talk about this Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday,
your organization.
Trinity Touring Autocross. And we will be down at the fairgrounds parking lot. And so you actually just drive to the north of the fairgrounds.
Yeah, it's free.
We're right by the speedway. We use the speedway to park, but we use the parking lot to race. So.
And you've got continuous cars on the track.
Yeah, so we go from 9 to about 2. And in other words, there'll be different sections of cars, different classes of cars, anything from Vipers to Corvettes to Tesla Plaids to a lot of Miatas, a lot of fast Honda Civics. So, and people just come down there, and it's just a good time. We have a barbecue or a chili cook-off that night. But
I'm going to a chili cook-off.
I know. For the raffle, that's Saturday. So anyone can come down and join up for the raffle. And then the big race is Saturday from about 10 to 2. We'll be down there doing our thing. And then that's our season's pretty much over. And then we will help, you know,
all the cars go into the shop, get ready for the next season. Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is a fundraiser. And the money for this is going to go to
Toys for Tots
and Adopt a Family.
Yeah.
And which we, of course, are so ingrained in here too. We with Michelle Slade, who comes in and assists us with this, or we assist her, I guess. It's a great organization, and this is a lot of fun. If you've never seen one of these and you want to drive in it,
yeah,
take your Volkswagen in there.
If you just want to come down and you want to go for a drive, one of the board members will actually take you in their car, and if you want to take them around the track, we'll do that as long as you sign the waivers because we have insurance and everything. But
okay.
Well, and the biggest thing, some of the things that I have coming up is a thing called Vet Motorsports, and it's an organization for vets if they want to come out and do autocross. It's an East Coast organization, and we're trying to bring it out here, and hopefully next year we'll ramp it up a little more where if you have a car and you're a veteran and you want to go out, they'll pay for everything, and they'll assign you up, and you'll come in, and someone like me will help you get used to it. And then if you want to continue it, it's just a neat way for veterans to be able to get out there and get involved and really help what they're used to and being around camaraderie and just, you know, being part of a team and just excelling and seeing other people get better. And it's just
well,
a neat
I can't help but think, you know, this sounds like a lot of fun, but you ain't rubbing though, right?
Correct.
How could you race if you're not rubbing?
Because it's time trials, time attack.
Time trials.
Your time is all you need to prove. Like, hey, I did this.
yeah, you know,
I don't.
I did do stock car racing.
Well,
one time. So
there'll be a lot.
And it was
a
fundraiser too.
Yeah, well, that was.
Cindy didn't talk to me for 4 months.
And yeah, well deserved.
Well deserved. It was well deserved. It was well deserved. There, that poor little thing was just. She was locked into the seat next to me, and she goes, "You're hitting these cars on purpose." I am not. You know, this is my line. They got to get out of the way. I'm driving a truck. They're driving these cars.
And I sent you the video of her, my vet, that one time, right? The words that came out of her mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay. Thanks a lot. Mike Huber.
Thank you, sir.
Saturday and Sunday down at the Anderson Fairgrounds.
Come down and watch and just look.
It's free. Yeah. They got food. Got all types of stuff going on down there. Thanks a lot, Mike, for coming in. Hey, I have three tickets to the Oktoberfest, Three tickets to the Oktoberfest. That's going to be Saturday. It goes from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's all ages. And these tickets are, I don't know, $20, $30 a piece. I don't know how much they are, but they were at least that. And you can go there, and they have food and music. It's just a great time down at the Oktoberfest at from Turtle Bay Exploration Park. It's going to be down there in the down there by the Sundial. So if you're interested in going and you want tickets, give us a call at 530-605-4567 right now. Also, and you can also put your name in for getting a dog. We're gonna auction off this dog that Mike's had for several years. When we come back from the news, we're gonna have Marcus Parton with us, who is running for Reading City Council.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
That we unanimously found to be established beyond a reasonable doubt. We, the jury, unanimously find that the aggravating factors are sufficient to warrant a possible death sentence. Yes.
A jury recommending that Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz be executed for the 2018 massacre that killed 17 people at Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. That recommendation came in the second day of deliberations, some 15 minutes after the jurors arrived and examined the gun that Cruz had used in the massacre. The final decision on the penalty to be imposed on Cruz, that's up to the judge. Social Security recipients will see their biggest annual cost of living raise in 40 years in 2023. Driven higher by surging inflation, next year's benefits boost to total 8.7%. The September inflation report came in hotter than expected, the consumer price index soaring 8.2% with rising prices for food, shelter, and medical care leading the way. The reading would have been even worse except for falling gas prices, but now prices at the pump are on the rise yet again. The number of Americans applying for unemployment up slightly last week.
The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week ending October 8th rose by 9,000 to 228,000. Meanwhile, the four-week moving average ticked up by 5,000 to 211,500. Despite the increases, the figures remain historically low, even as the U.S. economy slows in the midst of decades-high inflation.
Correspondent Jeremy House, and watching Wall Street, stocks are in the red, the Dow down 102 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index off 167. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
A bomb went off earlier today near a Syrian military bus, killing at least 18 soldiers, more than two dozen others wounded.
The explosion occurred this morning on a road in the countryside around Damascus. A number of people are also reported to have been wounded, some severely. No group has yet said it was responsible. Such attacks are relatively rare in and around Damascus, but there have been two similar blasts on buses transporting military personnel in the past year. In February, one soldier was killed, while last October, 14 people died in what was the worst such attack in the Syrian capital for 4 years.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. At least nine rockets targeting Iraq's parliament inside of a heavily fortified green zone ahead of a much-anticipated session to resolve a political crisis. The rocket attack delayed, but it did not postpone the parliamentary session scheduled to take place to elect a new president. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. While it may sound like a plot for a movie, this action adventure was the real thing.
The Coast Guard says a boat with three fishermen sank in the Gulf of Mexico. Two of them were able to cling to a float made of ice chest as they fought off sharks. The third man swam several miles for help. That individual did get a cell phone signal and was able to send a Google map of his location just before his battery died. He was rescued by helicopter. The two men in the water were being harassed by large sharks when a Coast Guard boat found them. Both men suffered deep cuts on their hands. Jason Walker reporting.
Police in Chatham County, Georgia say a toddler reported missing last week is now presumed dead. 20-month-old Quentin Simon was reported missing from his home, and that triggered a massive search for the child. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today, the 13th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center is outstanding. Liam's with me here as my producer, and he's got the weather for the rest of the week.
All righty. So today and tomorrow, we're going to be in the mid to high 90s. Today and tomorrow night, we're going to be in the low 60s, high 50s. Saturday's 92. Sunday and Monday are 88 and 82. And we'll be in the mid-50s Saturday and Sunday night.
So it's going to drop down. The temperatures are dropping down. That's great. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business that has great customer service. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, they got lots of deals out there. So give them a call at 530-365-3793. And before I get to our guest, Linda and I get been having numerous phone calls, people coming up to us about a debate we had last week. And our answers are all the same. Hey, we'll listen to the debate. And I had somebody come up to me yesterday and say, well, I don't think you were very fair. I said, really? They both thought I was pretty fair. She says, well, there was a couple of times. And I said, well, I tell you what, go back through the debate and come to me with those specific times I wasn't. And if she doesn't, she'll come back and she'll show them to me because I think a lot of this person, I really, you know, I respect her thoughts. But then after she tells me, whatever she tells me, I'm going to treat it kind of like the city council and the board of supervisors does when the grand jury meets and studies for 6 months on a subject that the city or county has done wrong and they present it to the city and county. I'll look at it like the city and county does and say, nah, I don't agree with that. And that's it. I'm not sure that when they do that much work and they have all these things, that you can just blow it off like that. Marcus Parton, who is my guest, is running for city council. And I'm going to kind of lead with that. I've seen this happen at least four times since I've lived here. Things that they have found that the county or the city has done wrong. And the answer to that is, I don't agree with that. And it just goes away. How important is the grand jury, you know, when they do studies like this, Marcus?
Well, good morning, Carl. I testified before the grand jury once. I guess that's all I can say about it. But as you look at those recommendations and findings that come out, they do a lot of homework and they do a lot of studying and they look at the issues in depth. It seems as if what we really want is transparency and openness in government, that's something that should be looked at, you know, not just in the grand jury report that comes out, but if you're confronted and there is legitimate evidence pointing out things that need to be changed, they should be looked at and at least addressed as to why or why not they're not changed.
Okay. Marcus Parton, tell us who you are. Because Marcus is running for city council, but some people probably don't know who you are and all the things that you've accomplished here. So here's your chance.
Okay, here's a little bit of background. Been in business for over 40 years for myself, owned different businesses. Primarily the business has been in the acquisition entitlements of larger investment-type properties, securitized properties. So it's a very specialized field, but dealing in contracts and all aspects of an entitlement. For the last 20 years, my wife and I have been here in Reading. We decided to move to Reading because we loved it and saw both opportunity up here and a lifestyle that we wanted to enjoy and embrace. And so we moved up here. I've ran a similar business up here, taken things from entitlements from start to finish, that being affordable housing and other larger projects that are in the works, kind of winding that down now. We're both involved in the community in a number of different volunteer-type projects that we've gotten involved with, Homeowners Association, my wife, Cancer League, myself, I'm a board member on the Cole 45s. And then from a civic standpoint, spent about a decade with three different appointments with the city. Community Development Advisory Committee, where you learn to allocate funds based upon how good these nonprofits or how well they serve the community. They're bang for the buck, I guess, so to speak. And then Charter City Committee, how cities can run more effectively and leaner. And then lastly, as a commissioner and vice chairman of the Electric Utility Commission, where all aspects of REU, regulation, how solar ties into it, what's happening in regulation, what's happening coming down the pipeline, and what may happen, they all have to be planned for in this incredible utility that we own. So that's the background.
Okay. Why are you running? You're a very successful businessman. You got you don't need to do this. Something must have pushed you.
You know, seeing some of the decisions that have been made through the city in the process that, I think we could do better. I saw an opportunity both with three positions opening up and, with the other work, the other civic involvement, it's been supplying information to the council for them to have the basis to make a decision. Making the decision is a different aspect of it. And I think that we can, based upon what I've seen, make some decisions that will positively impact our city. We can do a better job.
Okay. There are a number of hot button topics. And I'm going to take an early break because I want to get back into them, including the sale of the land, the illegal sale of the land that the city did, the homeless question, the crime questions and all this that everybody needs to address, but also how are we going to move Reading forward in the next 4 years?
Those sounds kind
of
good.
Things. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Beautiful accommodations. Great people working there. You don't have to worry about plumbing or anything like that because you have people coming over that, they take care of all that. This is for active seniors. This isn't an assisted living facility at all. Think of it as a place that you've got all your beautiful things around you, and you want to go out and you want to visit, you want to take trips and all this. River Commons Senior Living, they're pet-friendly. And if you want a personalized tour, if you want to see what it's like, if it's that time in your life, I'm thinking about something like this, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981. It's located right on Hartnell Avenue, close to the Sundial. Find out why people at River Commons Senior Living worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Marcus Parton, candidate for Reading City Council.
All the way. All the way. I would like to reach out my hand.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State forests and protect our citizens' property and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
I started singing bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. You know, it's Thursday, it's usually Trish Day, and Trish is on assignment for the next couple of weeks. So, it is 8:18 in the morning. It's all of 54 degrees out there. And, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in categories including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, safety and surgical, or lack of surgical complications. They get high rates in treating heart failure, stroke, and doing hip and knee replacements. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center, our local hospital here. Healing starts here, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm with Marcus Parton, who is running for Reading City Council. He has been a resident of our city for over 20 years, has been involved with different city organizations and being on different committees. When I left, I asked, the selling of the land, that was essentially the whole reason was to block Wind River, the Reading Rancheria, from putting their casino in, if they were given permission to do that. It was done in 11 days, making it surplus and then selling it to a organization funded by one of the, or owned or controlled by one of the biggest opponents to the Reading Rancheria. Went to court. Court said, you guys did everything wrong. You broke your own laws, your own rules, plus state. What's your take on this, Marcus?
Well, I was, and I saw you at the State of the Tribe yesterday.
Turnout. Yeah, it was a big turnout, and it was from 1920 and 21. Kind of gave a three-year synopsis of what's going on and then what's happening in the future.
They actually mentioned it, as you know, their feelings about that land sale, just a little bit in comment also. But, you know, my take on it, a few things. You know, one, the city violated the law, and that was clear. I wanted to get a better perspective of it. I actually read the judge's decision, and she pointed out a number of things in that I found a little bit disturbing. You know, violating the Surplus Lands Act is something that was admitted to, in the filing. But past that, it looks like that all happened to circumvent the planning of the casino. And whether somebody's for the casino or against that moving, the process is really disturbing. As you said, it was in 11 days, a process that usually takes months. There were some direct contacts with high officials with the city. And so, and it appears that like the city had reviewed their environmental impact statement, looking at the access that was needed right before that sale happened. And so I think I know Michael DeQuisto voted against it. I think he was the only council person at the time that voted against it. And so I'm curious as to why the recommendation came down from the city to vote for it, number one. And it seemed like some of the city council pointed to staff saying, you know, why were we given this recommendation? And then staff was looking at the council saying, well, you approved this. And either way, I guess as you looked at some of my background and experience analyzing contracts and things, especially in real property transactions, it seems like there should have been more scrutiny and it should have followed a process. And I think that it's brought to light a few things. I think that process will be followed in the future.
Yeah, because the next one that came up, they did the same type of thing. They just put plot numbers or tax numbers in saying they're going to discuss it. And it was the civic, the sale of the civic property. And when that hit and it came out that, hey, this is the land they're talking about, they realized, and Barry Tippin said it, he says, you know, I could have done that better. I need to put in there in the future what part of the city this is if we use surplus land. So maybe that's been fixed. But would it surprise you to hear that nothing happened to anybody in there, on the staff, after getting advice that was specious at best? Sleazy is, I think, the word Michael DeQuisto used.
You know, what happens in closed session stays in closed session, I understand.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's number one. And so if there isn't any action that's taken, it's because a majority has said there needs no action. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's a reason to run also.
There are significant problems. even though Reading is really moving forward and doing a lot of good things, there's still significant problems facing Reading. Do you, what would you say is some of the most significant concerns you have for the next 4 years?
They tie in together a little bit. If you were to hit the bullet list, for me, it's public safety, followed by housing, followed by economic growth. And I think they all tie in together. You know, from a public safety standpoint, we need to not only be safe, but feel safe. And, you know, I think as we look in a lot of areas in California, things have changed. But also here in Reading, you know, the story I've shared before is when we moved here, front page of the paper, every once in a while we'd laugh about the fact a van hit a goat. You know, things have changed. And so I think we're moving in the right direction from fully staffing our police force, but we need to aggressively enforce our laws. You know, just a quick side example is we have a shopping cart ordinance. And I heard at a council meeting recently that we were doing well with it. I don't know that those people that said that drive up and down Cypress Avenue. But, you know, it's kind of making it maybe more uncomfortable for those people that would violate our laws. Same thing as, and kind of aside, as we look at some of the homeless issues in the Nerpon open space. You know, we had a number of organizations that were there along with the city trying to relocate and offer assistance to so many of those people that needed shelter that were in encampments behind the former Raley's store. And yet, when that was all abandoned and turned into a park, those people just moved a bit, but they left 100 tons of garbage behind that we had to, as taxpayers, pay to clean up. It's nice that it's cleaned up now, and the neighbors that were next door to that space, formerly Henderson, are a lot happier. They don't hear all the noise and things. But now the problem has moved out a little bit further out, and those neighbors are feeling the brunt of it.
So is there a solution to it? Is there enforcing laws, making new laws? You can't park yourself on a street or a sidewalk. I know that the city has this fear that if they actually, you know, move somebody, even though there's room for them at the Good News Rescue Mission or other places, they refuse to go. They can't do anything about it. So, it's a ongoing problem. But,
you know, and it's not just a problem here, but, you know, I've heard there's some cities that require, if you're going to be camping, you need to be a resident of that city. And they check residency. Maybe for the housing need, you know, we need to continue to work on housing. We don't want to end up like Chico, get sued for not having available housing. But that isn't a problem right now. Maybe a problem. So we have to anticipate that. But for those that would willingly violate our laws that make our area unsafe, we need to make it more uncomfortable for them. And that is actively enforcing our laws. This isn't a refuge. Because right now they know that there's really no consequences. You know, if it's bad enough you don't have consequences if you take less than $1,000 out of property. But I think the average voter is realizing that those costs are being paid for by somebody. In insurance costs, in securities costs, and the value of our properties. And it has to be addressed more aggressively. Otherwise, we're paying some other way.
Okay. We're with Marcus Parton. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I've had my haircut for the last 15 years. It's a veteran-owned business. I've never had a bad haircut there. They work by appointments only, so you can call it 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got seven women on my mind.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who's running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again. I am running for District 5 Supervisor, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. District 5 includes Anderson, Cottonwood, Shingletown, and now Happy Valley. The one thing all these areas have in common is water issues, or better yet, a lack of water. The ACID canal is empty for the first time ever, and this has caused an environmental nightmare for the South County. Wells are going dry, ponds and creeks are drying up, fields and pastures have been destroyed. Happy Valley has been facing water shortages and severe cutbacks for a few years now. And in Shingletown, Grace and Nora Lakes have been drained, plus their water storage project has been held up over government red tape and regulations. Mark Twain once said, "Whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting over." Shasta County needs a fighter who will fight for the people and stand between the citizens and government overreach and red tape regulations. Water is the lifeblood of the earth, and I will fight for that lifeblood for Shasta County. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBots. Trish is usually here on Thursday, but she's on assignment for a couple weeks. It is 8:33 in the morning here on the 13th of October, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. If you're looking for a good cigar, good smoke, a good stick, as they say, Tobacco and Brew has one of the finest walk-in humidors in Northern California. Great selection of cigars. You won't be sorry if you go there if you're looking for the, you know, a present or just for that good smoke. The and also they have everything else that will meet your tobacco needs and all the accessories for it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. I'm here with Marcus Parton, who is running for city council, and we talked about the sale of the land that was overturned by a judge. But the other big thing was, and this is something that we all, as citizens of Reading and this area around here, need to be involved in, or at least to know what's going on, is the proposed use future of the civic area down there along the river and the rodeo grounds and all that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there was, back in April, there was a vote to sell the property for surplus property under the Surplus Land Act. Actually, three of the candidates right now, their positions, and they spoke out at public hearings at that, voted or spoke in favor of that sale. I'm not. I have a deep concern about taking the rodeo grounds and the Civic Center and doing surplus property, because you're mandated by law that the first shot at that's got to be affordable housing, or not affordable housing, low-income housing, income-qualified housing. And so when you're looking at taking that gem of the city that's owned by all of us, you know, what's the highest and best use? What's in the best interests of the citizens of Reading? And there's a long history and tradition we have with the rodeo as part of it. You know, that some of those people that haven't lived here that long, you know, may not feel the same way that we do. But certainly in the development of that, now it's being has gone to a study of a company back east, I believe, for $1.2 million, which may lead into more funds needed for environmental report studies. But it's going to take a long time. And actually that study's incorporating even other areas of the riverfront that are ready for development now. In fact, possibly could be developed in the nearer future, you know, whether that be hotel or restaurant or whatever, but to utilize other parts of our riverfront not owned by the city and generate income and tax revenue because of it. So, you know, we're kind of in a period where it's kick the can down the road. I feel that we should allow certain developments to go forward if they're quality, well-planned out developments that meet the guidelines of the city, number one. But number two is, it goes back to the city property. We need to develop that in such a way with a plan, but not, I don't think the highest and best use for that is housing. I believe in having available housing and affordable housing in our market. I've worked towards that for years, but not on that property.
Well, you know, the river has one, it's a beautiful river, first of all.
Absolutely.
And we have one restaurant that's kind of on the river between here and, I don't know, maybe Red Bluff or God knows where. But if it's tastefully and it's done that it enhances that area down there, I don't understand why we don't move forward with something.
You know, and years ago, one of our counselors was saying, you know, we should be the next Bend, Oregon. Well, Bend's done some good things in planning, and if you look at some of their riverfront or their development along the river that they did at the Mill District, you'll look at where they left the frontage open and meandering trails that went along the river, but they utilized it and still brought business around the side of it, that it attracts millions
yeah.
up to that area and good economic growth and vitality.
Well, we've already got the off-ramp. It takes us right down there. Maybe you have to need a bridge and all these other things. Okay. So you believe then that the city should have the should keep control of all that and develop itself?
It could develop itself, or they just need to keep control through both planning, and it may be long-term leases involved in it. But we need to control what happens on that property. Take it to its highest and best use. Use it for the benefit of the cities. You know, it's I talked about this analogy yesterday. It's football season, and I'm a Packers fan a little bit. You know, I like Aaron Rodgers. But the Packers have over 500,000 shareholders. You know, we need to look at that property as citizens of Reading. We're the shareholders. We own that property. What's the best we could do with it?
You think the Reading Rodeo Ranch should stay there?
I do. I do. I think that that should be a part of it. If it could be adapted to other uses, more the better. And the example of that, just to turn it aside, you know, we look at Tiger Field as a baseball field. Well, Tiger Field now has concerts there. They have show and shines there. They've really turned that around, you know, and a lot of that's been the Colt 45's organization that's helped bring that about. But it's multi-use in that area.
The Reading Rodeo is like the second biggest moneymaker after, I think, Calipo Knights. But they could expand that. You're right. They had a motocross in there. Then they had Wind River.
Yeah, they just had the powwow there.
Had their powwow there, and they've started that partnership again. I saw a table full of the Reading Rodeo Association.
I like the fact of cowboys and Indians coming together.
Yeah. But it's such an integral part of our city, and it has been for this is our 75th year with the Reading Rodeo. Okay. Housing. As you know, and everybody that listens to the show and people that read the paper, it seems like, I think the short-term housing ordinance is bad. The city council all agreed, and they're rewriting it right now. Should there be a cap on how many short-term rentals we have in our town?
I don't know that there should be a cap, but boy, I absolutely believe in a process. You know, as individuals research and look at where they want to live. And I'll give two examples. One, if you've researched and you found this house that you like, and you know the property next door is zoned for a shopping center, there might be a shopping center there.
At some point. Yeah.
And you should probably anticipate that. But if you did the same thing and you liked the nice, quiet neighborhood and the neighbors had been there for a long time and all of a sudden, without notice, you have a short-term rental that's a party house, you know, your right of enjoyment of your property has diminished. And so that process needs to be maybe more of a public one, certainly a permit review, and if there's complaints, they need to be addressed immediately, you know, within a number of hours. And if there's a number of complaints, you lose your rights to do that. In other words, it's a part of our community, but it shouldn't adversely affect neighborhoods or somebody who's already there. That process needs to be clearly defined.
Housing in California is the most expensive, I think, in any state. And there's such a shortage of them. Gavin Newsom said he's going to be building 500,000 a year, and that, of course, was another one of the Newsoms. How do we increase our housing here? For working people. I mean, the cost of a house now is really high. When you add in all the permits and all that, I mean, come on. So what would you do as a city council member to, you know, to bring in that housing, make it a little bit more affordable?
A story I heard the other day is a gentleman who dreamt of one day having a $1 million home. And then he said, but I didn't think it would be a 2-bedroom, 1-bath. So there's two aspects of it. One, as far as affordable housing, the city's doing good now, but some of those things have taken years to come about. Affordable housing funds have to come in. Tax credits have to come in from all different sources to make it economically viable. It doesn't make sense to build affordable housing unless you have all these credits. And so a lot of them are coming online now, but one of them I worked on almost 8 years to bring about, Loudoun Senior Housing, going vertical probably this month. And so that's helped. But the other aspect of it is workforce housing.
Well, that's what I'm really talking about is workforce. People like me and, we're not rich, but if we want to buy a house, but the cost of houses so high, unless you've already got, you know, another home there. But if I'm, you know, some, you know, younger people trying to buy a home, 3-bedroom, 2-bath for their family, how do we cut the price on that or make more of them?
Well, one thing is to reduce the permit costs. and shorten the time frames. You take a lot of builders out of the equation by having these huge permit fees. We do have impact fees we have to look at, but if you look at the economic vitality of an area, you look at affordable workforce housing is a part of it. You know, right now we have this incredible opportunity as you have employers and employees realizing post-COVID that they can work from remote locations. Well, if you're in San Francisco or Sacramento and you're paying $3,000 a month for an apartment, look at this as an alternative. So as we look at the economic benefit of having affordable housing here for our workforce, it's going to attract those people to our area that we want, you know, more than just retirees, but workforce, jobs, employment, things that are going to make our city a better place.
I'm with Marcus Parton, and you know what? It's the working class, you know, that we're talking about here, to be able to get into a house and the permits that you're talking about, and somebody that's, you know, that you've got to know what it takes to build it and all the permitting that goes with it. And I'm going to come back to the permitting when we get right back from this break. We'll be right back.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunte. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Hi, this is Marcus Parton, candidate for Redding City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Redding. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
This is Michael DeQuisto, Reading Vice Mayor. I'm supporting and wholeheartedly endorse Marcus Parton for City Council.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Morning Casino with Primal Fighting Champions presents Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting on Saturday, July 16th.
It's in the cage. Full contact fighting.
Tickets start at $35 plus fees.
This intense action-packed event sells out.
Call 1-800-280-UWIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets.
Download the Wind River app.
Must be 21 to attend.
MMA fighting is heating up with Fight Night.
Caged Inferno.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Baron Browning. I'm running for Shasta County Supervisor to make sure the worst wildfires we faced stay in the past. Like you, I've witnessed the aftermath of fires, millions of dollars in destruction of property, endless loss of natural beauty, and the needless lives of heroes taken. No one should have to live in fear their home will burn down. With your vote, we'll combat wildfire together.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, you're going to keep hearing that one bump. I don't know, maybe for another year. Today is Thursday, the 13th of October, 8:50 in the morning, and my guest is Marcus Parton, who is running for Reading City Council, one of 10. I think it's real important that we listen to as many of our of the candidates as we possibly can. That are running for office, because we're right on the cusp, in my opinion. We've done some great strides forward downtown, but we still have some concerns facing us, and a lot of it is what's it going to look like in the future. And we were just talking about not just affordable housing, which has got its own group of grants and all that stuff, but workforce housing. And one of the things you mentioned was permitting. I've been here for going on 14 years, and I hear stories about the permitting process in the city and the county that are just scary.
So have I. And even though, I think our staff in some ways does a great job. You know, they have their hands tied with certain types of California mandates that they have to
sure.
Abide by. But what's happening is for our smaller builders or for that workforce housing, it's more and more of a problem, especially when you look at the permit costs. I know back in, I believe, 2008, when Rick Bassetti was mayor, they proposed cutting the fees in half for a given number of permits in housing to help spur housing. And it was so successful that they did it a second time, having a given number of that, of those permits available at a reduced cost. You know, having workforce housing is going to help attract the workforce that we need that buy, shop, play, and raise their families here and bring in the people we need, like medical professionals. There's a huge need for medical professionals in this area. We have to attract them by making our streets safe, by making housing affordable. And what a place to live. When I talk about the opportunity of people realizing also that they can work from home, it's not just that. You know, look around us. We have such amazing beauty, the river, the mountains, the lakes, the recreation. It's a great place to live as long as we continue to make it affordable and safe.
Well, I don't know if anybody has – somebody told me it cost $100,000 in permits. I don't know if I heard that right.
I think it's based upon housing size, and maybe the average is probably a little bit less than that.
Okay.
But still, to start off
– right away.
It's huge, and especially as, you know, a little bit of an uncertain economic times we lead into, you know, the difference in that mortgage payment when all of a sudden the interest rate goes up to 7.5%. Makes a big difference as to affordability.
You think you've been in business a long time. You think that interest rates are going to keep going up?
I think that we may see some fluctuations back and forth, but I don't think that we are going to go back to those really low interest rates for quite some time.
Okay. That's a good answer for that.
Well, and historically, because
we don't know what's going to happen. We have the political situation in the world right now, and the supply chain problems we're having, and the cost of fuel. I mean, that just pushes the price up anyway.
It does. It does. And, you know, we can't predict the future, although the rates are historically good. You know, now they're just not as good as they were back when we had 3% rates.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember, and you probably remember, under the Carter administration, the interest rates were up for getting a house was, what, 18%?
And you
something
have
something like that. Nobody could afford that.
You have people that don't understand, you know, what inflation can do. I was going to college working at a supermarket back in the old days where they would stamp the cans, and they would have pages of price changes every day that would come in. That was just a part of doing business, that all of a sudden the price of something raises up 20%.
Yeah, which I think we've all seen here over and over again. Marcus, we've got a few minutes left. If you get elected to the city council, what would be the first couple of things you'd like to achieve?
I realize
you're working with other people. Let's just say is that they say, oh, well, that's a good idea.
You know, you of course you have to get a consensus. And know that you're going to be working with these people for a period of time, some of them for a couple of years, some of them for 4 years. So getting that consensus on what are our priorities, and it's what's important to the average citizen of Reading. And I got to believe it's public safety, number one. We want to do better. Secondly, if we do better, we can help our economic vitality, because more people will want to live here. We have to make it business friendly in this area, and that's not just a byline or a positive feedback on a website. That's we have to show business that we embrace it, and part of that is that permitting fees and turnaround times. You know, some of the stories that I've heard on even tenant improvements or small improvements in offices, the fees are incredibly high. And you look around and we see some of the empty space that we see here in retail space, whatever. You know, we're building a lot, but in a vibrant economy, those places are going to be full.
Yeah, people will jump into those places.
Absolutely.
If they've got a business there. The city staff, you know, and I say this to each candidate, everybody comes in and they have some good ideas. And I'm not saying the city staff isn't great. We have, every time I've dealt with them, it's been fine. But you get tied up in the bureaucracy of city staffs and county staffs, as far as that goes. How do you handle that?
You know, having gone through the entitlement process on major projects, you know, where you're dealing with all aspects of getting something approved. You know, a lot of people don't understand entitlements or how much time it takes. But, you know, as you go through traffic studies, environmental studies, every aspect to be able to operate your business, that takes time. And it takes money, holding costs during that time. So to the extent that we can reduce that, you know, I think it would be behoove us as to our potential for economic growth. Again, I see a tremendous opportunity that we have right now that I haven't seen for years. Actually, I'm very optimistic of what the possibilities are. It's one of the reasons I'm running.
I think Reading's right on the cusp.
Absolutely.
I think we are ready to move forward. I think finally they've gotten off the dime. They've had to think about the riverfront and the what to do down there and several other things. So, yeah, we just have to keep moving forward, though. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, and like you said, I'm not as well known as some of the other candidates. I haven't been running since last year, but yeah. I've been involved in the city a lot, you know, just in things that the public wouldn't see, you know, like the RAU Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as getting a hold of me, we have a website, marcusparton.com. Local phone, 223-3500. We have yard signs available. We've been to basically all the forums, all the candidate forums, seen a lot of people, talked to a lot of people. And we could use help getting the word out, because this is an important election, November 8th. And kind of the balance of how things go with these three open positions is very important.
It is very important. This is a big election. We have every election is big, but right now with everything that's going on in the city and the county and the world, this is a big election. So, well, thanks very much for taking time to come in today. Tomorrow we're going to have Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, who's going to be talking. He always talks about different things besides workers' comp and a couple other guests that are rolling through here. I want to remind everybody about the Dry Creek Station and Bella Vista Fire Department have their 17th annual chili cook-off and fundraiser, and that's going to be October the 16th, which I think is Sunday. And it goes a craft fair and flea market starts at 9, and chili cook-off starts at 12 noon. I am one of the judges.
Oh, boy.
I am one of the judges there, and I said, I dare you. Well, last time I said that, I ate my last bowl of chili being attended by the paramedics there. So, but that starts, and all the money goes to the Bella Vista Fire Department. So, okay, everybody, have a great day, and God bless America. Hey,